You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape.
I'm no longer a fugitive. I'm not on the lam, and I'm just a rounder. I am what I am. I do what I do, 'cause I do give a damn, and I'm not a tramp. I'm not a drifter, I am what I am. I won't be a slave, and I won't be a prisoner, and I'm just an uncle to today's nephew Sam. I believe Jesus is God, and the pig is just ham. And I'm just a seeker, I'm just a soldier, I'll be what I am. I won't be a slave, and I won't be a prisoner, and I'm just an uncle. Today's nephew Sam. I believe Jesus is God, and a pig is just an old hand. And I'm just a seeker, I'm just a sinner, I am what I am.
Hey everybody. This is our show. We're doing a tribute, and I'm here with Chris Lee. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
And I'm excited to do this show with Chris because I feel like we know different sides and periods of this musician Will Oldham, who we're honoring on our show today. Do we want to talk about that first, or what do we? There's many things, I guess, to begin with such a kind of prolific, really wide-ranging.
This is an impossible show.
Yeah, it's an impossible show. Lover of collaboration. I mean, that's what makes it so amazing, but also really hard to put a show together. So what we just heard, we can start off with, is a very recent album called Best Troubadour, which is a cover album of Merle Haggard songs. And this was a song called I Am What I Am. And I think Chris and I both like the part in the song,
Jesus.
Jesus is God, and a pig is just old ham. It's also confusing. Why is a pig old ham? That's a question for Merle. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
What else do we want to say? Where do we begin?
It's hard to know where to begin. We should say what we're playing next, maybe?
Yeah, let's
do
that.
So we're going back to the beginning, to Will Oldham's first album, when he was recording under the moniker Palace Brothers, and we're playing Idle Hands Are the Devil's Playthings, from the album There's None What Will Take Care of You. And this album came out in 1993 with Drag City, and it should be said that Oldham is connected to the Louisville scene that produced bands like Slint and Rodin and so forth, so maybe we'll talk about that a bit later. But I think maybe just to describe Oldham's early recordings, I think you can hear a similar sound that in part was crafted by Steve Albini in Chicago, and just sort of this unadorned production value, like you're listening to an Alan Lomax field recording. That's what it reminds me of. So should I say the second song we're playing?
Maybe we'll...
What are you doing? You're reading.
Sorry, I'm just looking.
You shouldn't be reading.
I have to say also that the albums that Will Oldham comes out with through Drag City are super beautiful. I mean, I can't wait.
Physically.
They're works of art, and yeah. I enjoy... There's a kind of tactile experience, I think, to listening to vinyl already, but there's, I feel like all of your senses are being covered when there's a new Bonnie Prince Billy album. And I'm really excited that we get to play some records. We're playing CDs. I should also say what makes me excited about the show is that we're playing, we're not playing anything on Spotify. We're not playing anything on Amazon. We're not playing anything through iTunes. This is all music that we own that we've picked up all over the place. Like, Chris and I both have stuff from Amoeba Records in San Francisco. I bought a couple of these records here in Easton. I bought some of this in Louisville when I went on a pilgrimage. Okay. When I went on a pilgrimage to...
Your credentials have been established.
Right. So in any case, to see Don McCarthy, and that was a really great show, too. We'll also be hearing from that collaboration, which I think is one of the most special connections.
If there's still time left.
No, I'm just talking a lot.
Maybe we should play some music.
Maybe we should play some music. Chris is right. So without further ado, here is some Palace Brothers, Going Back in Time, and then we'll be back.
Something that I've skirted around, but waiting to go, I was waiting for thee. But stuck in a corner, she was seen stumbling over there. Washing my hair, unrecognizably red. I slept through singing. Out on the street, there was no time to pause or look back. It's better to be so far off from thee, where I recall you pleasantly, where I can feel free. Go, I was waiting for thee.
Drinks and bus lines in the space. Don't you know that I
outside where we lie when another one comes. Where we go tonight to the sun. So to come alive.
Okay, we're back. No, Chris is going to say stuff about what we just heard. He knows more about this era.
Yeah, I started listening to Palace, Will Oldham, in the early 90s, starting with their first album. And so, so again, we heard the first track off of Palace Brothers, There's None Will Take Care of You, the song title being Idle Hands Are the Devil's Playthings. And I think that Will Oldham, if anything, possesses a work ethic, and he sort of announces this with his first, the first song on his first album. So I thought we'd start with that. It also conjures up the kind of Old Testament quality of his early recordings. A lot of the lyrics are sort of neo-biblical and dark and apocalyptic. I thought that song was representative of his early output. The second song we heard is Werner's
Last Blues. Yeah, to Blockbuster.
I knew it was a long title and I'd screw it up. I think it's about Werner Herzog.
Yeah?
I think so. I heard that a long time ago, but it should be said that Will Oldham worked as an actor before he became a musician. He was in John Sayles' Mate One, where he plays a child minister during a coal miner strike in West Virginia and the film is based on a true story. So there's in his recordings, he sort of hints at that, that side of his life, with the song I'm a Cinematographer, Werner's Last Blues. There's another song I'm trying to think of. Anyway, I'm blanking. But I remember getting stoned and listening to that song when I was in college. So there's sort of a special quality to that song. My senior year, and a roommate of mine had that on vinyl. So we would listen to that a lot. And then the final song we heard was Work Hard, Play Hard, off of his third album or fourth album. Anyway, Viva Las Blues, Palace Music, and one of the recordings where he's really rocking out and, you know, is incorporating rock rather than just sort of folk and country and blues into his music. So
I'm new to this album. This is, we heard that on vinyl.
Yeah.
And it was purchased
at Reckless Records in Chicago,
which seems like a really cool place. I wish I had been able to go there. What else do we want to say? We're going to turn to, I think, another Palace collaboration song, and then...
Which one is it?
Mulness.
Oh, right.
From Days in the Wake.
Okay.
This is a CD I bought in Louisville. I can't remember where. One of those cool shops that they have.
I remember buying that album and taking it with me to Malawi when I was doing field work there. In 1996 and 97 and 99. It's traveled with me a lot. It's a great album.
And you still have it.
And I still have it. Actually, I might be on my second copy of the album. I might have lost the first one. But anyway, it's traveled with me a lot. Should we play it?
Yeah, let's hear this Molinès, if I'm saying that correctly. I think I am.
It's after the French writer who died during World War One. At least, I don't know. I don't think Oldham has ever explained it, but when I looked up that name, that's what came up. So I assume that's what Oldham is referring to.
And this is an album, Days in the Wake, that has another song named after a writer, and that writer is Pushkin. I'm not really sure how the song relates to Pushkin, but that's a question for Will Oldham.
He recorded under the name Push for one album that we just played, the album Hope by Palace Brothers. Anyway, we're talking a lot. There's so much to talk about.
There is. I don't know. I also want to say that in some photographs, Will Oldham looks like the poet Verlaine. Does anyone notice that? I used to talk about that with somebody. Sorry, I just got a text message. Let me just mute my phone. Okay, everybody, let's hear this Molinès.
And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way of a half million murders. And he came by the way of a long list of ironies. And he came by the way of the road to Sioux City. And he came by the way of the half-breeds and lesbians. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that he walked. And he thought it was in there, but still wasn't happy. He knew it was less than the way that it could be. But undaunted, unshaven, unequal in breeches, he set out again to unveil the earth's riches. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that I said I was leaving. The way that I'd take if I really was going. If I had a map, that is why I'm delaying. If it wasn't in there, I'd surely be staying. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that he walked. And he came by the way that he walked.
Start on the frog, on the deer and the dog, the things we so soft underfoot. We sleep more than we sleep. If God could make me cry, I would run along the water. Thank you.
scrap the outfit and hand me the keys to your car. If I leave before it is light, I'll be around when you are. She won't come, I'll be gone. She won't come, I'll be gone.
Just up and flew away. I watched it water away to land, and now I wait for its return. My little yellow bird, I used to hold it in the palm of my hand. Now how lonely I am, I couldn't keep it and I loved it. My little yellow bird. Blue, blue sky, I search it every day. Blue, blue sky, I look for her, but she has gone away. Yellow bird, I used to hold it in the palm of my hand. Now how lonely I am, I couldn't keep it and I love it. My little yellow bird, my little yellow bird.
We're back. What did we just hear? I think we started with Madness.
Yeah, from Days in the Wake. Another early recording under the name Palace Brothers. Palace Brothers, not Palace Music. And then the second song, actually, it's one of these albums of his that there actually is no name. It's just the album title, Arise Therefore. And what's notable about this album is that there is no backing percussion. It's all drum machine. And so the song, in fact, I can't say the title of this song on live radio, given to its language. But anyway, I think it's the most, affective song on this album. I really love it. It's, very spare, very emotional. Not uplifting, and I just think it's beautiful. There are a lot of good songs on this album, though, I should say. Arise Therefore, the first album, Stablemate, is also stellar, as well as the final song, The Weaker Soldier. I remember hearing The Weaker Soldier on KCRW, and when I was living in Los Angeles for a summer, this was also in mid to late 90s. Actually, it was 1997, I can say that for sure. So anyway, another experiment on his part, and again leading him to more elaborate music and so forth. I don't know if I should say much more.
After that, we moved ahead to Bonnie Prince Billy Faye's, to a collaboration I really love with Don McCarthy. This is a cover album, What the Brothers Sang, and I've played it on the show before, but I haven't played the song, which is called My Little Yellow Bird, which is written by Don Everly. So it's a cover album of the Everly Brothers, and I think it's really beautiful. I think Wildum harmonizes so well with Don McCarthy, and on the back of the album, this is how he describes her singing. So I'll just read this. It was in a dream that I was first exposed to Don McCarthy's singing. As I lay stretched on a musty Davenport, stilling the miles inside me, her voice took the form of a long, leafy vine, its pale tendrils propelled through soil and sediment, hard red clay and crumbling surface, to swallow delicious air and explode into the world. She does have this kind of earthy but also ethereal voice. So there's something kind of contradictory in her vocal quality to me, but I just think she's such an exceptional vocalist, and I think it's something that Will Oldham does all the time, is that he kind of gathers around him some of the most talented people out there, it seems like. All right, I guess we're going to play more, unless Chris wanted to say something else.
No, that's okay. What are we playing next? I'm not even sure.
I don't know what we're playing next.
well, that's good.
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming. I think
we're really well organized here.
We have... Well, I think maybe I could play something. Oh, I know what I wanted to play next. I wanted to play something from I See a Darkness, namely I See a Darkness.
Oh, gosh.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
And
I have a story about that song.
So I want to play I See a Darkness, and I also want to play the first track of the album that I first heard of Will Oldham, Master and Everyone. This is the first time I ever heard any of his music, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. I can say something about that, but I don't know if I should. So in any case, let's hear these two songs from, I think, probably his most successful albums and well-known albums, but I'm not even sure about that.
Many times we've been out drinking, and many times we've shared our thoughts. But did you ever notice the kind of thoughts I got? Well, you know I have a love for everyone I know. And you know I have a drive to live, I won't let go. But could you see its opposition comes rising up sometimes? That it's dreadful and position comes blacking in my mind. And that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness. Did you know how much I love you? There's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. Well, I hope that someday, buddy, we have peace in our lives. Together or apart, alone or with our wives, that we can stop our whoring and pull the smiles inside and light it up forever and never go to sleep. My best unbeaten brother, this isn't all I see. Oh no, I see a darkness. 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 Did you know how much I love you? Is a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness.
One, two. Thank you.
you can find another man. Let your unloved parts get loved, and I will be your man. Love me the way I love you. Love me.
Oops, sorry.
Oh.
It's been worse. Okay. Did you say you had a story about I See a Darkness?
A lot of love in those two songs. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
It's getting kind of emotional. The I See a Darkness. I've seen Bonnie Prince Billy twice in concert. One in '96 at Bimbo's Nightclub in San Francisco, and the second time in 2002 at the Noe Valley Ministry, also in San Francisco. And so my story goes like this. Essentially, I was really into Bonnie Prince Billy. I saw both their shows at Noe Valley. And he played, I should say that he toured that time with like this big backing band and, you know, just with a complete percussion and horn section and so forth. And I also remember him wearing like these Carhartt overalls. It was just a very stark contrast from the time I saw him in 1996 when he was playing with the Red Crayola. But anyway, he played I See a Darkness, and it was such a powerful moment and a powerful moment for that song because, to be honest, it took me back to the moment of the fall of 2001, that is 9/11. And it just struck me the connection between that political moment and the recording of I See a Darkness. And I don't know what went into Oldham's mind when he was recording that song and the album and so forth, but I don't know. I feel like that period of a year or two, there was all of this, you know, sort of jingoistic nationalism that, you know, came up in different ways. And it was a very complicated and emotionally complex period. But hearing Will Oldham play I See a Darkness, something came together for me in terms of him articulating a set of feelings I had about the preceding, you know, 18 months or so. And so anyway, that's my story. The song is just really affecting to me. And, you know, whether he's writing for a particular moment or not, that's how I connected that song to that period of my life.
There's an interesting interview that, it it's a recent one with Will Oldham, and on this podcast series, American Masters, where he talks about Johnny Cash, working with Johnny Cash, who covered I See a Darkness. So if anyone's interested, you should check that out too. I mean, that I think that song is important because it really shows his songwriting craft. It's a really good example of what he's really good at, which is kind of being mysterious, but also tapping into something that I think seems familiar, even though you don't totally understand what the song is about. That's kind of how I feel about this other song, The Way, on Master and Everyone. So,
what are we playing next?
I don't know. I was going to play maybe a song from his brand new album.
Okay.
Which is called Wolf of the Cosmos. But I don't know. What do you want to do?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, we're going to play the third track on this album, which is called Hangout, and I'm going to play it on vinyl. I just bought this less than a week ago, and it's another really beautifully produced and packaged album. Okay.
A little longer, why can't you?
can't you hang out here with me a little longer? Can't you see? Can't you see that when you are not here, I wish you were here, wish you were near, breathing the same air. So you showed me the blackbirds and you played me a song. You made me go on. So you showed me the blackbirds and you played me a song. You made me go on.
Death to everyone. terrible thing is a relief. Even months on end, buried in grief, are easy lifetimes which have to end with the coming of your death friend. And death to everyone is gonna come. And it makes holding much more fun. Death to everyone, it's gonna come. To die, 'cause life is long and it's tremendous, and we are glad that you are here with us. And since we know that our end will come, it makes
we're back. Let's start with what we just heard and move backwards. So we just heard a version of Death to Everyone, which is also on the album we've mentioned, I See a Darkness, but it's a really cool, it's metal, a version. Super different, like classic, yeah. Rock version, totally rocks. I wish I could have been here for that, there for that show,
and here,
and I wish I could just split apart and be everywhere. Two beings. And then, so that's on the album Summer in the Southeast, which is a bunch of recordings from concerts that Bonnie Prince Billy played in Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and North Carolina.
When did that come out?
This came out, I want to say, like 2000.
Like 8 or something?
Maybe a little bit later.
Okay.
It's complicated with these albums. It's like, where's all the information?
Yeah, it should be said, too, that Bonnie Prince Oldham also is on tour a lot.
Bonnie Prince Oldham? That's so cute.
Sorry. He's on tour, like, all the time. He's definitely loyal to his fans, and he's great that way.
We also... Sorry, everybody. I was just trying to Google what year the album came out. 2005, wow.
Okay,
I was kind of surprised. It's good, though. Check it out. I got this in Louisville.
Yeah, he has a number of compilation albums, too.
Or no, maybe I got it in Seattle. I can't remember anymore. So the next, and then moving backwards again, before that we heard the song Hangout from the new album Wolf of the Cosmos. I think the instrumentation of the new album is really beautiful. The use of banjo and violin, and I think the melody of that song is kind of stripped. It's like a mix of things you... it's weird to describe it as both ornate but also spare.
Yeah.
But it is, and it's a beautiful song. I really love that song. And the new album is great.
Yeah, I think the thing I like about Bonnie Prince Billy and Will Oldham and Palace is that, you know, his work has constantly evolved, and yet there's a coherence to it overall. He's remained committed to working with other musicians and keeping a style that's, you know, both complex but also straightforward, that's unaffected by, you know, intrusive production and, you know, other things that you've seen the work of other artists. I just heard a CD tray. What are you doing?
That sound is the CD tray, because once again, we don't need Spotify. We don't need your weird corporate empire, dudes. All right? Just need record stores.
I didn't know there was a soapbox in this.
There's a soapbox, and I'm standing on it.
Okay.
And that's also part of the tribute to Will Oldham. I know, I'm kind of a brown noser. Just hoping he listens to the show. It would make my life. In any case, I think we're about out of time. So, is there anything else we need to say?
I don't know. I wish we would do another show. There, I feel like we skipped over a lot of albums. Ease Down the Road, The Letting Go. There's he produced a number of albums during the, you know, early 2000s. So I think that, you know, it's fair to say there's this early period of Will Oldham when he's recording under Palace. And, you know, he's, you know, digging into, you know, the old weird America, to use Grail Marcus's term for Bob Dylan and the Basement Tapes. And then sort of the more recent stuff where he's covering Merle Haggard and, you know, there's a different kind of melodic sensibility that's not like his early stuff, but in a sense kind of returning to the ethos of the early stuff. And then in between you have more rock-oriented albums that start with Viva Las Blues and, you know, go to Ease Down the Road and The Letting Go and so forth. So anyway, there's a lot to talk about that we didn't get to, but just to say that we're thankful for Will Oldham, we're thankful for his production, we're thankful for his music. Do you want to?
Yeah.
A lot of gratitude here.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I have this music in my life and that other people do too. What a cool thing to be able to create something like that to reach people you don't even know. Anyway. So thanks.
What are we finishing with?
We're finishing with a song. We're returning to this album, Arise Therefore, and we're playing the final track, The Weaker Soldier.
Yes. And it's an uplifting song. It's a good one to end on.
Okay. So everyone, thanks for listening. This has been Remix Tape with DJ Chris Lee.
Featuring... I'm the Andy Richter of Remix. This one. I'm the Leon Trotsky of Remix.
Oh, man. I don't want to be Lenin. I don't want to be that person. In any case... thanks to Chris for coming in with his CDs and with his knowledge and passion for music.
Thank you.
He's always welcome here. And I would like to say that our next show is going to be with Nate Yetzi. I'm really interested, who is a visiting assistant professor at Lafayette. He's a philosophy professor. I guess I can call him a philosopher. I feel weird calling him a philosophy professor. Totally, I think they prefer to be called philosophers.
I want to be a philosopher.
So it's totally cool. Nate Yetzi is completely cool. And he and his partner, Catherine Grew, to shout out to her, another former guest of the show, have a growing family. Congratulations on your new little boy.
I want to have a shout out.
Chris would like to do a shout out too.
I'm going to shout out that I just published a book called Jetlag, published by Bloomsbury. And I think it's a cool book. It's about jet lag, but jet lag is a metaphor.
Yeah.
If you can imagine that. So just to promote that, jet lag, jet lag, jet lag.
And Chris was recently invited to give an interview on a Wisconsin NPR station about his book.
Yeah, to the best of our knowledge.
Yeah, so you can check it out. It's a cool
interview.
Download
the podcast.
You can download the podcast, and there's an abbreviated transcript too if you would rather read.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have Nate on next week. I'm looking forward to that and to hear the music that he chooses to share with us. So join us next week. We're going to close our Will Oldham show with this, The Weaker Soldier. So everyone have a nice holiday if you are into celebrating that
Happy
kind of
Thanksgiving.
Stuff. And we'll see you next week.
Thanksgiving for Will Oldham.
That's right.
I once was a weaker soldier hanging in the war, but I lived like an ape, folded neatly in four, and sighed. Send away, best I had. Where was the field where I had pressed another down? Where I had revealed myself by crying and shouting? I turned away from that and into this. Black kettle, I wonder. I have not been feeling the same. Stood in the grass looking good. upstairs. Call on me later, much later in life. But do